Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. I'm Rich Stropolino. Intel launches 10-nanometer 11th generation Core Tiger Lake H high-performance mobile processors, offering 6-8 cores and 12-16 threads, each with 32 cores of ZLP integrated graphics, and all but the top-end i9-11980HK, supporting both a standard 45-watt TDP and a powered-down 35-watt version. The CPUs include 20 lanes of PCI Express 4.0, support AV1 decoding, include built-in Thunderbolt 4 controllers, and support DDR4 3200 memory, with Intel claiming up to 19% better performance per clock over the previous generation. NVIDIA announced the RTX 3050 and 3050 Ti GPUs, offering 2048 and 2560 CUDA cores respectively, and supporting RTX ray tracing and NVIDIA's DLSS AI upscaling. Both offer 4GB of GDDR6 RAM and are expected to be offered in laptops starting at $799. Dell announced updates to the XPS 15 and 17 laptops, which now both offer the aforementioned Tiger Lake H processors and NVIDIA RTX 3050 GPUs. The XPS 17 starts at $1,399 and can be equipped with up to an RTX 3060 card and the top-end i9-11980HK, while the XPS 15 starts at $1,199 and offers an optional 3K OLED panel. Upload VR sources say Sony's next-generation VR headset for the PlayStation 5 will offer 2,000 by 2040 per eye resolution, as well as adjustable lens separation, support for gaze tracking for optimized rendering, and include a haptic feedback motor. Sony has previously said a next-gen VR headset will be coming sometime in 2021 and showed off the controllers. Ford confirmed that its first all-electric pickup truck will be called the F-150 Lightning. The company also said the vehicle can be used to power homes during an outage, with support for over-the-air updates, with full details to be revealed on May 19th. The FBI said Monday that it believes the group DarkSide was behind the ransomware attack on the Colonial Pipeline. The group posted a statement that said it was not tied to governments and that our goal is to make money and not creating problems for society. Colonial is working with regulators on a plan for substantially restoring operational service by the end of the week. The insurance company AXA said, at the request of the French government, it will end cyber insurance policies in France that reimburse victims for ransomware payments, although policies will still cover the cost of recovery. Speaking at a recent Paris roundtable, French cybercrime prosecutor Johanna Bruce said that in 2020, only the U.S. experienced more ransomware attacks than France. Hamburg's privacy authority in Germany issued a 3-month emergency ban against WhatsApp from collecting German users' data, citing upcoming changes to the messaging app's terms of service. The regulator argued the new terms were intransparent, inconsistent, and overly broad, with WhatsApp saying the ban is based on a fundamental misunderstanding of the update's purpose and effect. The National Association of Attorneys General sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, asking him to abandon plans to launch a version of Instagram for kids under 13 years old. The letter was signed by attorneys general from 44 U.S. states and territories, saying Facebook has historically failed to protect the welfare of children on its platforms. A Facebook spokesperson said the company has just started exploring the product and was committed to not showing ads in it. Bloomberg sources say TikTok is testing in-app sales in Europe with select brands ahead of a broader launch of global e-commerce services. Meanwhile, Axios' sources say TikTok is also testing an employee recruitment tool with a beta group of companies. Brands can post jobs on a separate page accessible from the TikTok app, and TikTok users are able to post video resumes to the site as well as share them to their profiles. Walmart published a listing for a previously unannounced on-Android TV UHD streaming device currently listed at $29.88, although not yet available for sale. The device offers 4K streaming, Wi-Fi 5 support, and a remote with dedicated Netflix, HBO Max, Disney Plus, and YouTube buttons. Facebook will launch its first test of live audio rooms with public figures and creators in Taiwan after initially announcing the feature in April. Live audio rooms will integrate with Facebook's Stars feature, letting viewers buy tokens to support creators, with a planned expansion across Facebook groups and Messenger. Google Pay rolled out support for international money transfers in the U.S. in partnership with Wise and Western Union. Transfers from the U.S. are currently limited to Singapore and India, but Google plans to expand the feature to 200 countries by the end of 2021. And finally, Facebook will start a test displaying a pop-up asking if users want to share articles they haven't actually opened. The test will initially roll out to about 6% of Android Facebook users globally. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.